Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to each of you in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord. I want to welcome everyone once again to the Sword of the Spirit podcast. I'm your host, Minister Marcus Taylor, and as always for me, it's a privilege and an honor to come before you sharing in the word of the Lord. Amen. Well, on tonight, we're going to be looking at the first chapter of Ephesians. I'm going to read the entirety of this first chapter, and then we'll go back and we'll look at some of the good nuggets that it has for us to learn and glean from. Amen. But before we get into that, I want to go ahead and give a word of prayer. We realize that we live in a day and time where prayer is necessary. We need to pray often. There's a lot going on in our world. And more importantly, people need us to pray. In other words, we need to pray for one another, I should say, because somebody out there or probably right now that is waiting on your prayer, my prayer. We need to lift up each other. This is what it's all about, to be a family in Christ. We do things for each other. And one of the most important things that we can do right now, family, is pray one for another. Amen. So having said that, I don't want to delay my time anymore. I'm going to go ahead and utter a word of prayer. Heavenly and righteous Father, Lord, I thank and praise you for this day. This is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, Father. I thank you, Lord, once again for allowing me this platform, this opportunity to come before your people, sharing your word. I pray that something is said on tonight that will help, encourage, edify, and build up anyone who needs it in this dark time that we're living in, Father. Lord, I'm asking a special prayer, Lord, for someone out there right now who may be troubled in their mind, their spirit is low, and they just don't know exactly what to do. But we know that you give wisdom and you give direction by your spirit. I'm asking that the Holy Spirit will guide them, lead them into the right path. Give them knowledge, Father God, to be able to navigate through this time that we're living in. I pray, Father God, a special prayer over every family that's listening for peace, for protection, for favor, and to keep them safe, Lord, and to keep them healthy. I pray a special prayer, Father God, for all the healthcare workers who have put their lives on the front lines for this pandemic. Bless them and their families, keep them safe, and keep them healthy. I ask, Father God, that you would also look in on nursing homes, Father God. Look in on prisons, Father God. Look at the homeless. We all need you in some shape, form, or fashion, Father God. None of us are exempt from you checking on us, Father God. So I'm asking that you would do just that. Bless and keep us safe. Watch over us, Lord. I also ask, Father God, right now that I would decrease and that you and your spirit would increase. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, Lord, I'm praying that it'll be acceptable in your sight. Lord, if it's anything that I've done, anything that I've said, anything that I have thought that wasn't pleasing in your sight, I'm asking you to forgive me, as your word says in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Create in me, God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And I ask right now in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that you have your way, I decrease, and I ask that you would increase. And bless us with your word on tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God and amen. All right, so we're going to be, first I'm going to read the entirety of this first chapter. And then we'll go back and then we'll look at some of the important points that we can use in our daily walk as it relates to this awesome book. Amen. Okay, I'm going to be reading from the King James Version. The Bible says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according as he has chosen us in before him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and glory of his will, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he is abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, which he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Amen. All right, so I read Ephesians chapter 1 in its entirety. Let it be a blessing to the reading, to the hearing, and prayerfully to the application of God's most holy and righteous word. Amen. When you look at this first chapter, you first have to ask yourself two important questions. One, who is doing the talking? And right now we know in verse 1 that Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. So we know that Paul, the Apostle Paul, is actually the one doing the talking. Amen. The next question, if you're reading, whenever you're reading the Bible, you need to ask yourself, who is the person that's doing the talking? Who are they talking to? And that also is in the first verse. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. So you have to realize that the Bible will interpret itself. You don't need to add anything to it. Hey, you don't need to take anything away from it. It will tell you what's going on. Now, moving down to the second verse, it's giving a salutation, grace to you, and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a greeting that most of the time Paul would use in his writings, and it's actually a good one. As you know, when I come on, I use a salutation, grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to each of you in the knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord. That's my salutation or my greeting to all of you, in a positive way, to say, hey, I pray everything that's going on in your life is blessed, that you're safe, and that I sincerely want you to be blessed. Amen. So in verse number 2, Paul gives us a greeting. All right, number 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Okay, so why is Paul saying that he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Well, you have to look at even why the letter is written, or who it's written to. It's written to the Ephesian believers, which we discovered in verse 1. And it says to the saints which are Ephesus. So it's talking to the church at Ephesus. And Paul is what he's doing, and he's imparting some teaching here. And it's telling them that you have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That's important. Let's move down to verse 4. According as he has chosen us before the foundation of the world. Amen. Okay, now I want to stop there. I have a verse that I want you to look at with me. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 25. And I want to look at, let's look at verse 34. Matthew chapter 25, and we're going to look at verse 34. And the Bible reads, "Then the king would say to those on his right, 'Come you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom,'" get this, "prepare for you from the foundation of the world." Amen. So we know from this particular verse, as we are looking at verse 4, according as he has chosen us, we have been chosen by God before the foundation of the world. And I gave you Matthew 25 and 34 to back that statement up. I'll read 34 again. "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.'" So we have an inheritance, being chosen by God to inherit the kingdom. Amen. And that's good news for someone, especially in the troubled times that we're living in now. We are kingdom citizens, and we have an inheritance through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this inheritance was given to us before the foundation of the world. And not even that. Look at it from this perspective, that God chose us before the foundation of the world. Amen. That to me is very awesome, because you have to realize that God knew you, me, and all who would be his before we were even thought about with our parents. He knew us all. Amen. And that is a blessing. All right. Now, if you have your Bibles, I want you to look at with me Jeremiah chapter 1. And we want to pick it up at verse number 5, because this verse will actually explain what we're talking about here in verse number 4. According to as he has chosen us before him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, verse number 5 in Jeremiah chapter 1 says this: "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I set you apart. It says, I have appointed you a prophet to all nations." He's talking about Jeremiah. So I'm using Jeremiah as an example, because just as he chose Jeremiah, and just as he knew Jeremiah before he was born, we too, God knew us. He knew what we'd be, how we would be. He knew what we'd be doing. He knew everything about us. Now, of course, the difference is, in the book of Jeremiah, he's telling him, "I have appointed you a prophet to the nations." Okay, most of us are not prophets, but we all have some spiritual gift, which goes back to verse 3 when it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places." Now, we have to realize that we all are not called to be prophets. We all are not called to be evangelists or pastors or teachers, but we all have a spiritual gift. We all have some spiritual gifts that God has given each of us who believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the key. Once you gave your life to Christ, you have been given certain gifts. Amen. If you go back to the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse, we're going to start it. If you have your Bible, let's just look at that. Go with me to the book of Galatians chapter 5, because I want you to see this. Talking about the fruits of the Spirit, amen. 5, and I want to pick it up at verse 22. Now, I'm reading this from the New American Standard Version. See, we all have been given special gifts. It's our special spiritual blessings, as it says in verse number 3. And with Galatians 5, starting at verse 22, is talking about these are the fruits, or the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Listen to what it says, picking it up at verse 22, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. See, now you have to realize that when you're looking at those fruits, even though they are plural, but in the verse it talks about its fruit, meaning you produce fruit. It's talking about these different types of fruits that the believer should display. Amen. Love, that's an easy one. Love your neighbor as yourself. Joy, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Peace, the peace I give to you, the peace I pray that you have every day. God said the peace that I give you shall surpass all understanding, to guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Patience, Psalms 46 and 10, be still and wait on God. Talking about kindness, how you are supposed to exhibit love to others. You're supposed to be kind. You're not supposed to be mean and unsurly. You're supposed to be nice and kind to people. Now, I realize in saying that, it's not easy. Some people just are set on trying to ruffle your feathers, but you have to realize that we are called to a higher standard. We're called to be lights in this dark world, and so it's your responsibility to be kind. All right, the next one is talking about is goodness. Goodness, in other words, how are you living your life? Are you living your life in such a way that gives glory to God, or are you giving your life in such a way that gives glory to the enemy? And we know that being a believer and a follower of Jesus Christ, it should be to give glory and honor to God. Amen. Okay, faithfulness, being steadfast. Let me give you an example. When you go to work, you don't come in work late every day. You are faithful to come to work on time. And not only that, you're faithful to come to work on time, but you're faithful to do your job. You're faithful to be there every day. Sometimes things do come up, but the point is you're one that they can count on. Same thing with your church attendance. You're coming on a regular basis to receive the word of God for yourself, but also to serve and to love on fellow saints. That's another reason why you need to be faithful. Amen. Not saying that it's all about the church, but it's not, because we know that we are the church, and the church is within us, amen, not the building, amen. Especially in this pandemic, let me say this, by us going through this pandemic and a lot of us not being able to go to the physical building, this really did show, or will show, your relationship with God, amen, and that's the truth. Because now, because you can't go to the building, if you had based your whole Christianity on going to the church house, now that you can't go or haven't been able to go, which a lot of churches are going to start being open, soon. But for the time that everyone wasn't able to go, what did you do? Did you continue to pray? Did you continue to worship God? Did you continue to praise Him? Did you continue to read your word? Or were you absent or missing in action as it relates to those things because you weren't able to get to the church house? God allowed, let me say this, God allowed this pandemic for a reason. One reason is because people have gone so contrary to what His word says that He had to shake up things. And it's not because God is this horrible dictator that wanted to punish people and to kill people. No, that's not the God that we serve. We serve a loving Father. And if you don't believe me, look at John 3:16 and 17. But God allowed some things to happen and take place because He needed this world to be shaken. But He also wanted the world to realize that man can't do this. Only God says, I can do it. I'm the one that's in control, not man. And you know why He's doing this? To show man that? Because man would say, okay, we can find a cure for this. We can stop this anytime we want. Or we're not going to worry about it because we're invincible. Well, that's not the case. God had to show the world. He had to literally almost lay the world on its back to see you don't run everything like you think you do. The only one that's in total control is God. Amen. So having said that, I'm kind of getting off the point, but the next one is being gentle. It says gentleness. That's a characteristic that every believer has in them. And actually, if you stop and think about it, you really kind of had this one before you got saved, because I know that there are some mean people in the world, but everyone deep down has some gentleness in them, whether they want to believe it or not. But it's magnified 10, maybe 100 fold when you become a believer, because now the gentleness that you had that God even placed in you before you got saved, now it's even magnified even more. Amen. And the last one is self-control. This is a very big one, especially for the believer. We have to realize that the enemy is going to come. He's going to tempt us. He is going to try to take us off course, if you will. And because he's trying to do those things, let me give you an example. For some people, they may be smoking, some may be drinking, some it may be drugs, and some it may be sex, or some it might be gossiping or backbiting. Whatever it is that you struggle with or have struggled with, you're going to have to exhibit self-control. Now, it's not easy to do, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, you, me, all who profess to being a believer in Christ Jesus, we have the power to do it. Amen. What does the Bible say in Ephesians 3:20? Now unto God, who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Amen. That power that works within us is the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Now, getting back to our lesson. All right. We're at verse number 5. Having predestined us to the adoption of children by Christ Jesus himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. We have been adopted into the family of Christ, not because we willed it that way, but because Christ willed it his way. Listen to what it says. Having predestined beforehand, given us adoption as children of Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of our will. No. To your will. No. To his will. Amen. So it was his will that made it possible beforehand. Like we went back and we looked at verse 3, before the foundation of the world. Actually, it's in verse 4. According to as he has chosen him in us before the foundation of the world. Now I've read Matthew 25 and 34. We have been adopted as children of Christ. Amen. All right. 6 says, to the praise of the glory of his grace. Yes. Give God praise, give him glory for his abundant grace and his mercy. If you can't praise God and thank him for nothing else, Thank you for his grace. Now, why do I say that? I say it for myself because I know me. And I thank God for him not giving me what I really deserve. Amen. But it's because of his grace and his peace and his love in which he loved me enough to allow me one more day to get it right. Amen. So I'm thankful. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's a moment to shout right there and say, Lord, I praise you and thank you for your goodness, for your mercy and your grace and your love for which you have poured upon us. Because you got to realize, family, we were enemies of God before God sent his only begotten son. And the punishment that we could have endured, or the wrath that we could have endured because of the fact that we were enemies of God, I don't even want to think about it. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful to God that he saved me and that he pulled me out of that collision course with hell. Amen. And you should be thankful too. Amen. You take time to give God some praise and glory right now in the name of Jesus, because he's been good. He woke you up this morning. He allowed you to start your day. I mean, he's providing for you. He's taking care of you. And look at it like this. Even in the midst of this pandemic, God has still been faithful. He's still been blessing. He's still been providing. He's still been protecting you and me. Amen. I thank him. And it's not just once a day. Every time I think about the goodness of Jesus Christ and all he's done for me, I'll have to stop right then and take me a praise break and say, thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your abundant blessings. Thank you for just being God and loving me enough to let me live. Look around. People are leaving here. A lot of people that were here last year are not here now. And God is no respecter of persons. People who we thought was going to live a long time, they're not here anymore. And you know, some of these celebrities are dropping, and it's just a lot of things going on, family. You should be praying and just thanking God just for allowing you to continue through this. Everyone has not survived this pandemic. There are thousands, hundreds of thousands of people dying, and you are saying you're still here. You need to praise God for that. Amen. All right. Glory to God. Let's get back to this teaching. My time is about to run out here. Let's see where we are. Let's go back to verse 6. To the praise and glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, by him taking the time with his love to send Jesus Christ into the world to die for the remissions of our sins, we have been accepted. That means we've been approved of God. Amen. That's another reason why you should praise him. That's another reason why you should give him glory, because you have been accepted. When you said, yes, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior, you have been accepted into the family of God. Man, that's awesome. Verse number 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. This is very important. People, my grandmother's old church used to sing this song every time we took communion. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood that saved me. Of course, it's the blood of that God that saved, because he shed his blood for us. Amen. And it's because of the cleansing, the sanctifying blood, perfect, unblemished, spotless blood of Christ that was able to cover our sins. Look at what the verse says in verse 7. In whom we have, means we have obtained it. We have possession of it. And possession of what? Redemption. How? Through his blood. What do we have possession of through his blood? The forgiveness of sins. According to the riches of his grace. This is good stuff, y'all. I don't know. I'm sitting here getting happy because this stuff is awesome. Because of the fact that God loved us enough for us to be redeemed, not just any way, he had to do it by a spotless sacrifice, being his son, Jesus Christ, using his blood to wash away our sins, according to the riches, meaning his riches of his grace, which are abundant. Man, let's keep going here. My time is not running out here. Wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Okay, I'm going to stop at verse 9 here. Having made known to us the mystery of his will, meaning he didn't reveal it before, but now he's making it known to us according to the good pleasure which he has purposed in himself. Amen. All right, I'm going to stop there. I'll get back to doing the rest of this at another date, but I wanted to come on and just look at Ephesians, this first chapter. As you already have seen through what we've talked about, it's a lot of good nuggets in this, and I hope this has been a blessing to you. I pray that you will go back in your own study time and read the book of Ephesians, the whole chapter. Because I could have kept going, but my time is running out. Matter of fact, I'm a little over, but I just wanted to come on briefly and give you a little bit of this because it's so rich. Actually, the whole book of Ephesians is something that you just sit down and just continue to read because it's just so interesting. It's just full of nuggets. It's so full of great teaching. Amen. So as always, I pray that you have received something that will help you. Something that will edify you and build you up. I pray that everyone will continue to be safe, stay in your word, continue to pray, family. We need prayer. That's very important. And until next time, and all you're getting, please get an understanding. Everyone be blessed.